I wouldn't call it a riot. Women did express their dissatisfaction with the salaries that were running behind. However, the situation is not as you put it. Yes, the environment is depressed. The price of gold is down. It's not the same price that we had a year or so before. However, the employees you're talking about are from the 1 to 10 grade. These have been paid up to date. The only amounts that are outstanding are the monies that were accumulated when the mine was shut down. In terms of current payments, they have been paid up to date. That is up to January 2016.
I heard that there was a meeting. So in terms of the employees, what rectification has been put in place?
Well, the legal position in Zimbabwe is that workers are represented through what is called the Workers Committee. The Workers Committee has been engaged since Friday, and discussions were held with them. The Ministry of Labor and the NEC have been to talk to them as well, and the management continues to engage the Workers Committee to try and find an amicable solution between the workers and management.
Okay. For the sake of the employees who have talked to us, and you have said that because of the time that there was a shutdown that they have not been paid, will they be receiving their salaries?
The company has committed itself to paying those salaries once the mine is profitable. At the moment, the mine is not making any profit. It's making a loss. And the mine is struggling to meet its targets. Without meeting the targets, the mine cannot pay any salaries. The mine has been productive until the workers decided not to come to work, to report to work. And we're waiting for the workers to come back. Once they come back, the mine continues to be productive. The workers are currently in a position they've been paid up to date, with the exception of the agreed portions that were accumulated during the shutdown. If the workers go back to work, they will obviously produce. And once they produce, they will be paid the salary, like we've been doing all along.
What is the state of gold production right now in Zimbabwe, especially with metal and gold?
Metal and gold is five mines, five properties in Zimbabwe. We have the Hau mine, as you mentioned, Shamba mine, Mazoe mine, Arcturus mine, and the Redding mine in Mutare. Of the five mines, four are producing at the moment. Hau and Chamba are the main producing units, with Hau producing approximately half of metal and gold. Chamba coming second. Mazoe is producing, and actually has been producing until Friday. So metal is producing, and metal is still the largest gold producer in the country.
How much does gold production contribute to the Zimbabwean economy?
It's approximately 14 to 15% of the GDP comes from gold production, and the rest is from the other minerals. And altogether, I think they are about 23 to 30% contribution toward the GDP of the country.
Your employees are saying that they are getting $50, and they're saying that it's not enough for their family. And with the condition right now in Zimbabwe, do you have a contingency plan or a way of cushioning the problem for your employees?
I don't think it's correct to say they are getting $50. They are getting, on the average, around $300 a month. They are provided with free housing. They are provided with free electricity, free water, and free schooling for their children. That's the package they get every month.
Some of the employees were saying that our children are not going to school and we're not getting access to medical health.
Yeah, it depends on what grade the children they are talking about. If it's university, it is out of the mine. However, all our mines are primary schools and secondary schools, which are provided by the mine. In addition, on health side, all our mines have clinics, which not only cater for the mine employees, but they also cater for the community within the vicinity of the mine. Of course, some might be suffering from complicated diseases, which might not necessarily be can accommodate at the mine clinic, but that then requires them to move to the nearest hospital. But otherwise, on the basic medical care, the clinic does provide that.
Do your employees, especially on the ground, the miners, do they know the benefits that are being given to them, that there is free access of education, health provisions, and free housing? Do they know it's their benefit?
They do know, yes. They are representatives, are appraised in a database. The mines hold what is called works council. Works councils composed of workers' representatives and management. And their primary objective is to discuss issues that affect both management vis-a-vis the employees and employees vis-a-vis management. So those issues are discussed with councils, and I assume that they are dedicated down to general workers.
Is there anything that you want to say to your employees who are listening right now, coming from head office, Metal and Gold?
To address the employees, I would say, look, we sympathize with the situation. It is not of the mind's making. It is the environment that is very key. However, let us try and pull our energies and our efforts together and go back to work and try and contribute to the environment. That's what we want.